Well, I know one omission was the, you know, in the first mass this morning, everybody was in the dung heap, and he forgot to say that, so I wasn't feeling all alone, but there's a lot more people here in the dung heap now than there was this morning, so. You know, sometimes whenever we're out on a scouting event or something, we get kind of an opportunity to share our souls. And, you know, sometime in the last year and a half, I know that Kevin and I were alone in a tent on a scout camp out, and I shared with him the story that I'm going to tell you right now. But I wanted to qualify that because, you know, I'm Big Ron, and I got the heavy-duty armor, and I don't know which one of these graces I'm dealing with here, but, you know, I'm usually the tough guy, and so if I get emotional up here, it's Dockery's fault because I've been hanging out with him for the last 4.5 years. So when I was 24, I was a stockbroker, and I'd been at this for a little over a year, and of course, anybody that knows anything about that business knows that, you know, that's a pretty lean time in your life as the first year as a broker because they don't give you clients. You have to go out and get them. And I was sitting in the office one day talking to another broker, Charlie, who had been in the business for 5-6 months. And he was sharing with me that he hadn't had anything to eat for a couple of days. And, of course, he had put all the money that he had left in his gas tank so that he would have the resource to go out and see the clients that he needed to see. And of course, I can't remember exactly how I felt at the moment, but I'm sure there was a little bit of maybe embarrassment or guilt or something of those lines. And we talked through that. But after he and I had left each other's company and I'd had several hours to cogitate on the conversation, it dawned on me that what Charlie was really saying is, man, I'm hungry, and, you know, could you help me out here? And I didn't, and I was feeling really bad about it. So I sought him out in the office and bumped into Jack Vanderpool, which was the broker that had hired Charlie. And Jack shared with me that he had taken Charlie out and gotten him something to eat and took him to the store and bought him some munchies and things he could keep around the office. Well, I felt horrible, and all my adult life, all the things that I've done from the time I was 6 years old, helping with collecting money for the Jerry Lewis Telethon and all the volunteering, whether it was scouts or football or whatever, that one thing bothers me more than anything else. And it's like, You're in that situation, and sometimes we become uncomfortable when somebody asks us because we don't really know how to respond. And it takes a lot of courage for someone that needs help to say, help me, which is why he was beating around the bush and not just coming out and saying what he said. Well, here about 3 months ago, or 3 weeks ago, I was with my dad. I took him up to Columbia to the doctor, and we drove his Cadillac, and we're on our way up there, and I'm looking at the gas tank, and I'm thinking, dude, we're going to run out of gas. And so we made it to the truck stop up there in Columbia, and I got out, and it's cold, and I'm pumping gas in the car, and this little girl pulls up in this little blue car, and she rolls the window down, and she looks at me, and she says, can you help me? And, of course, my first response was, oh, man. And I said, well, what do you need? And she said, well, my boyfriend took my money, my purse, my credit card. I don't have anything, and I need to get to my family in Kansas City. Well, here was this opportunity, and I really didn't have any cash on me. But I did have my checkbook, and I had a credit card. But instead of jumping on that, I said, well, you know, I don't have any cash on me. I said, but you can ask my dad. So I dumped her off on my dad. And of course, you know, my dad gets out, and he put $20 worth of fuel in her car and gave her $5 and wished her well. Well, when I got back in the car, I looked at my dad, and I told him the story I just told you guys. And I said, I'm feeling really bad. And he said, why? And I said, well, because instead of dumping her off on you, I said, I could have said okay, and I could have helped her. I said, but I was too busy processing, trying to figure out, you know, is this girl hustling me, or, you know, is she really in need? And I don't think God wants us to try to figure out whether somebody really needs our help. He wants us to help them. And, you know, we talked, Eric and I, about the movie. I don't know how many of you were at church when he showed some excerpts from Bruce Almighty, but I remember one scene in there where this vagabond had a sign, and he was just standing there, and then all of a sudden, God was the vagabond, which was, you know, Morgan Freeman, the man that played God. Well, you know, one of my mom's favorite songs, now I get emotional, was when I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. And I wonder, am I going to be standing in front of God someday and him say, I was hungry, you didn't feed me? So, having said that, everybody can take this and apply it in their own life. And maybe when someone comes to you and brings up the courage to say, I need some help, instead of us thinking about helping them, we will. Thanks.